I was listening in the car today to Rav Asher Weiss's weekly shiur on the parsha and began by noting that according to Asad Dagon and others that all of Taryag Mitzvos are Nichlal in the Aseret Dibros, you really have license to talk about any topic this week. I only heard that after I already announced the topic, so we're still going to talk about a Parsha Sisra topic, and that is qualifications for Dayanim. Parsha Sisra, we find Yisra observes Moshe Rabbeinu spending all day answering Shilas, Paskim and Dinei Torah. And he says, it's really too much for you, more than one person can handle, so why did you appoint 78,600 assistants to make your job easier? Or according to second day in Tosas, the end of the first Berakhot Sanhedrin, maybe it's only 60,000, because the additional Sarei, Alafim, Meos, Chamishim, or the later ones were included in the initial ones, so you had the 60,000 of the Sarei Meos, the Sarei Asara, and everyone else was Nichlal in those. But either way, too much for one person, so you need a lot of help. So those psukim are the source for some of the qualifications that we find in halacha for who is right to serve as a dai. We're not going to talk about psule korva, we're not going to talk about psulim of avera, we'll talk about some of the other qualifications that are outlined by the Rambam in Perek Bey's Hilcha Sanhedrin. So take a look at the second page of the Mamar Kamos. We'll go a little bit in order. Eim Amidin b'Sanhedrin, Bein B'Gdol l'Bein B'Ktanah. So we're talking about both the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, the Sanhedrin of Kaf Gimel. So if the Sanhedrin of Gadol or Sanhedrin Ketanah of 23, Ela Anashim Chachamim Unavonim, Muflagin B'Chachmas HaTorah, Bale Deya Meruba, Yodim Ksas Mishar Chachmas. So you also have to know a little bit of other disciplines, kagon refuos, medicine, cheshbon, math, kufos, mazalos, astronomy, stagninus, astrology, astronomy, darche, hamaonanim, hakosbim, hamachashvim, a little bit of sorcery, witchcraft, vahavli avodazara, vichayose be'elu, kadeshiyu yodim, ladinusam, so they can paskin, shilas that arise with these areas. So part of this is based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph. Take a look at the first page of the Mamar Kamos. Three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yochanan, Ein Moshivin B'Sanhedri, Ela Balei Koma, men of stature, Balei Chachma, Balei Mara, Balei Zikna, Balei Kshafim, the Yodim B'Shivim Lashon, Shalotei Sanhedrin Shemas Pia Turkman. They have to know a lot of languages so that they can hear testimony in the original. And the Gemara here has Balei Kshafim. They have to know something about Kishaf. Rashi says, Balei Kshafim, Lahamis mechashefim habotchim bekeshveim linasil midei bezdin legalos al mechashvein hamasichin madichin bekeshveim kigon emitzrim. So they have to be able to put to death those mechashvim that rely on their kishuf. Rashi in Menachas has a more fascinating formulation of this. Menachas hamachem adalef. Rashi writes shim yehei anidon mechashef va'or lo yishlebo. That if you're putting a mechashev to death, and the fire's not working because they're kishel, then yasu hein mechashevos v'yamisu b'chol misa sheyuchu. So they have to fight fire with fire. You have to know how to do kishev so that if their kishev overpowers your age, then you have to figure out some other way of killing them. So you have to have the kishev in Harry Potter to know how to deal with the mechashevim. But the Rambam here seems to say more than that. The Rambam included in his list of Shar Chachmos, Refuos, Cheshbon, Tkufos, Mazolos, Istagninos, and that does not appear in the Gemara that we just saw, so the Nosei Kelim tried to figure that out. The Ramach has a brief line, which is referenced, as we'll see in a moment, in the Kesef Mishnah. You don't know the Ramach in the standard printing of the Rambam, but he writes, Eim amidim in Sanhedrin bali refuos lo yadati mi ayin hosisa. What's the source? Doesn't appear in the Gemara anywhere. V'teimahu ma'atzorech l'dayanim sheyedi refuos v'chashbonos v'chachmas ha'mazalos. What do we care if dayanim have any idea in medicine and math and astronomy? It says the Kesef Mishnah quotes this Ramach. V'ani omer al kasha. So if we're talking about the Sanhedrin Gedola, so then they have to know the Soda Ibris, so they have to know a little bit of math and science and astronomy in order to be ma'abir shanim v'chadashim. Okay. The Radvaz writes, Vim Tomar, in the middle of the paragraph, Bishla Makulu Nichal Refuas Masochel Sanhedrin. So the Kesef Mishnah explained why they need to know math and science. What about Refuah? The Ishlomar Ledas Hadvarim Hamarapim Beteva Shanina Shabbos Lichos Bishvilam. So they have to paskin on Shailus Apikoch Nefesh and Shabbos. They have to know what medicines work and what you're allowed to be Docha Shabbos for. Of a low dvar merapim b'skula, if it's just unproven medicine that doesn't have any track record, that you can't be docha Shabbos for. Uladas mi shehishkas chaveira samin asamim umeis imraya so asam lahamis alo. Someone gives someone poison, so is that poison that's royal hamis? So they have to know the science of that. So even though the Gemara doesn't have explicit reference to refuos and kufos mazalos, cheshbonos, the Nosek Caleb explained that these all are relevant pieces of knowledge to inform the dayanim so that they can possibly properly pass in shilas, and both in terms of dinei Torah to kill someone who is chayim isa, and to pass in other shilas that arise. Okay, let's go on a little bit. Halacha Gimel in the Rambam. Next page. Ein ma'amidah mechol Sanhedrin lo zaken muflag bishanim velo saris mimnei sheyesh ben achzarias. So you can't appoint to the Sanhedrin a super old dayan, which we'll have to define, or a saris, someone who can't father children, because they have achzarias. Where does that come from? Let's take a look at the last page of the Marmar Kamos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Vav Amid Beis it's about 10 lines from the top, the Gimel of the Ein Mishpat. Ein Moshivin b'Sanhedrin Zakin v'Saris and Misha Ein Lo Banim. Why? Says Rashi. Zakin Sheshachach Kvar Tzar Gidol Banim V'Ein Arachmani. So Zakin, who has forgotten what Tzar Gidol Banim is like, and he's lacking Rachmana, so he shouldn't sit on the Sanhedrin. So without Rashi, the Gemara is a little bit perplexing, because we know the mission at the end of Kinim tells us just the opposite. Amar Shimon Akasha Omer, Ziknei Amba Ares Kol Zman Shemaskin and Daitan Mitarefes Aleyen. Aval Ziknei Torah Einan Kein Ela Kol Zman Shemaskin and Daitan Mitarefes Aleyen. So we know that person is on in years, so his chachma increases. So Dafka, we should be looking at first glance for Zakenim to serve on the Sanhedrin. So that's what Rashi tells you, that in this particular area, we're concerned that someone would have a certain degree of Achzarius. So it sounds like this is in the context of Dinei Nefashos, possibly. But Dafka, when it comes to being done Dinei Nefashos, we want someone to have proper Rachmanis. That's what the Meiri writes explicitly, Alamadal ibn Beis, that this whole din, that you can't appoint a Zakein, only applies to Dinei Nefashos, and not to Dinei Mamanus. Even though the Rambam that we just saw doesn't seem to distinguish, because the heading of the Rambam is Eima Midim and Sanhedrin Be Mgdol Be Mgtano, Ella, there's no indication that we're talking Dafka about Dinei Nefashos as opposed to Dinei Mamanus. But if you take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Eidos, a couple pages later, Perek Tez Zayin, Halacha Vav, Kala Kasher Ladon Kasher Lahayid, V'yesh Kasher Lahayid V'eino Kasher Ladon, Ha'oei V'asonei V'agera M'shuchrar V'zakin Sarith Mamzer Suma Echad Me'inav, Shem Lahayid, they don't share blood and DNA nefashos. So here the Rambam is talking about Dinei Nefashos. So it sounds like that soul of Zaken may be limited to Dinei Nefashos for the Rambam as well. That's what the Kaddish Mishnah says here as well. In the Sefer Halacha Psuka, this nice Sefer in Hilchos Dayanim, so he points out the following raya, that this din of Zaken should only apply to Dinei Nefashos and not to Dinei Mamonos. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Kazayin has the famous story when Rabbi Gamliel was displaced as Nasi, and they're trying to figure out who to replace him with. One of the candidates was Rabbi Akiva. So he points out, let's do a little bit of math. Rabbi Akiva, we know, apparently lived to the age of 120. And Rabbi Akiva was killed around the time of Korban Beitar, which was 52 years after the Korban Abayas. And he quotes Makaros that Rabbi Akiva, at the time of this episode, when Rabbi Gamliel was deposed, this is already post-Korban, and Rabbi Akiva at the time was 90. So we'll see in a minute exactly what a Zake Muflak is, but everyone agrees that 90 is well past a Zake Muflak. So how are they able to consider appointing Rabbi Akiva as a Nasi even when he was 90 years old? So it must be because we're talking post-Korban. Post-Korban, they weren't Dandin in Nefashis anymore. They weren't even Dandin in Nefashis immediately pre-Korban after the Sanhedrin was Nigla from the Lishka Sagazis. But post-Korban, they weren't being Dandin in Nefashis. So it was only an appointment that was relevant to Dinei Mamonos, and therefore there's no psal of Zakein Muflag. But the Rambam, the Gemara, just says Zaken. The Rambam says Zaken Muflag. Says the Lech HaMishnah. Kaz Rabbeinu Zaken Muflag B'shanim. Mimnei Shela Yikshal Neimad Reb Yochanan Shizkir B'samuch Shetzarech Lehashtadil Achar Ba'alei HaSeva. Right, take a look at Halach HaVav in the Rambam. Kishem Shebezim Menukim B'tzedek Kach Svichan Liyos Menukim Mikol Mumei Aguf. Etc. So Seva, we know from the Mishnah and Avos, is
70.
So it can't be that the Gemara Lama Vav that the Rambam is quoting in Halacha Gimel is telling you you can't appoint a 70-year-old, because three halachas later he tells you you're looking for 70-year-olds. So it must be a step up. So Muflag is more than Seva, so maybe that's 80. So that would be the cutoff for appointing Dayanim. And Eretz Yisrael, now they have the opposite problem, which is they have age limitations on appointments for many civil servants, secular judges, and Dayanim as well, and Rabbi Neir. So 75 or 70, depending on where, 80. So every the Beit Din HaGadol, every few years, the senior member, whoever's senior then, is Paresh L'Gamlut, as they say, because they reach the mandatory retirement age, and they have to stop working. Rabbi Neir also, that was the senior Rabbi Lau, just was retired from second stint as Chief Rabbi of Tel Aviv because he hit 80, and he have to leave office then. So that's the question, whether that's appropriate or not, and how that fits in here, the Bechlau. So anyway, according to many, the whole din is only relevant for Dinei Nefashos and not for Dinei Mamonos. So, but let's say we're talking about Dinei Nefashos. So do you have a case, if a person was appointed to the Sanhedrin when he was younger, so does he have to retire once he reaches that age of Zikna? That's a little bit of a discussion in Poskim. There's a Chuvas HaRashba, Chelek Vav, Simon Kuf Sadi Aleph, who was asked about a Zaken who was already serving in a Beis Din capacity and reached retirement age. Do you have to dismiss him? So sounds like the Rashba is assuming, if he's answering Halach L'maisa Shaila, that this is relevant for Dinei Mamonos also, not only for Dinei Nefashos. So this is Chelek Vav, Simon Kuf Sadi Aleph in Tshuva Sarashba. So he writes that kol shehu tali b'siba, kol sheyishnu siba inyan nigrar achar hasiba. So, given that the reason for the restriction on a zaken is because of achzarias, however that applies, So the reason applies to us as well, to someone who's already sitting for years and becomes a zaken, as much as to someone who you're looking to appoint. So therefore he thinks that in such a situation, if he doesn't know about Sargi Lobano anymore, he doesn't have Rachmanus, then you should remove him. The Meiri, quotes the Yesh Mefarshim otherwise. The Meiri, quotes the Yesh Mefarshim, L'chachila Eim Hoshivin, Aval Im Hoshivuhu, Kishu Bachor, Afa Bishahiskin, Dan Kedarko, V'holech, Shemayachar Shehorgo B'dinei Nefashos, Ein Kan Beis Mechush. If he's already into it, he knows the Malacha, we're not worried that his judgment is going to be somewhat warped or biased, or he will lack sensitivity. There's an interesting tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Aleph Simon Kavtes. He was asked the following shaila. There is a Shliach Sibur who had a chazaka davening for the Amid Yamim Naraim, and his wife wasn't in good health. She was itim chole, itim shafui. So sometime she had good days and bad days, but she wasn't really in any good shape. So he got ahead to marry Rabbanim to be Nosei Yish Elisha to marry a second wife. So the shaila was, could he continue to function as a shliach tzibur yamim naraim, married to two wives? What's the issue? So the shliach tzibur yamim naraim somehow reminds us of or reflects the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. The din is the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur can't have two wives. Ma'amidim lo, well, we don't pass them like we do. So the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur can't have two wives. So just like the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur can't have two wives, the shliach tzibur shouldn't be able to have two wives either. So the Shvus Yaakov says, same idea like the Rashba. Even though when they appointed him as Shliach Tzibur, he only had one wife. So he's already Muchzak before he had two wives. But the reason that you can't appoint a Shliach Tzibur who has two wives is because of the Kohen Gadol analogy. So the reason applies once he has two wives, even if he used to only have one wife. So along the lines of that Rashba, Paskins that you can't have a Shliach Tzibur function in that capacity, even if he has a Chazaka up to that point. Rav Zilberstein points out in a volume called Divrei Mishpat, Chelek Beis, beginning with page Kuf Tzadi Beis, quoting Rav Yashiv, that definitely the case, whether or not it is appropriate to dismiss someone who reaches a certain age, and the person is not functioning anymore at capacity, if he's not capable of doing what's expected of him, not capable of having the proper Nesinus Bedin, so then you should let him go. Okay. Let's move on a little bit further in the Rambam. Let's skip to Halacha Zayin. Bezdin shel shlosha, afa pisha ein bedaktikin behen b'chol elu advarim. So up to now we're talking about the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, the Sanhedrin of Kaf Gimel. The Bezdin of shlosha isn't as chamur. So everything we said before isn't as critical. Nevertheless, but minimally, a dayan, even to serve on a bezin of three, have to have the following seven criteria. Chachma, v'yira, v'anava, v'sinas mamon, v'avas ha'emes, avas ha'brios lehen, u'bali shem tov. Chol elu advar mifurashin heima Torah, mostly from our sedra. Hare yo omer, anashim chachamim unuvonim, hare bali chachma omer. So Yisro says you should select chachamim unuvonim, so it sounds like chachamim unuvonim, even though Chazal understand that chachamim unuvonim are two different things, and Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't find both of them, but for the Rambam's purposes, it sounds like his criteria number one of Chachma includes Chachamim and Nevonim as one. So that's number one of Chachma. Harei lebali Chachma. V'yiduim l'shifteichem elu sheruach abriyos nocha mehem. So that's Avas Abriyosan. The Rambam's not quoting the order that the Rambam presented the seven things. It's not the order that he presents the Pesukim. So you have to go a little bit back and forth. So yiduim l'shifteichem is ruach abriyos nocha mehem. Ubameyu ahuvim lubrios, bismanshi ubali ayin tova, vinefesh fela, vichavras and tova, masan vidibura benachas and rubrios. Okay. Ulalana omer, in Parshas Dvarim, anshe chayil, Eilu shehen giborim b'mitzvos medaktikam al atzman v'koshin es yitzran az shelo yelehem shem g'nai v'lo shem ra v'yipirka na'at. So that's Baalei Shem Tov, good reputations. U'b'chlal anshei chayel sheyelehem lev ha'mitzvah ha'atzi la'ashuch mi'agosli, has to have sensitivity to the plight of the downtrodden. Kinyan shenemar v'yakam Moshe v'yoshiyan u'ma Moshe Rabbeinu anav av kol dayan tzarich lios anav. So, Anava, that's from Moshe Rabbeinu. Not explicit in the Psukim in Parshas Yisro. But the Rabbim here says that's based on Moshe Rabbeinu. He points out here in the Halacha Psuka that also may be based on Havu Lachem Anashim. Says the Sifrei, V'chitala Dacha Nashim, Matam Lomra Anashim, Vasikim Kisufim. What does that mean, Kisufim? So the priest explains, Kisufim is Lashem Boshes. So you see that from the Drashas Chazal on Havu Lachem Anashim, that also tells you another. Va'ish Moshanav Mo'od, Havu Lachem Anashim, Anashim Kisufim, so they have to have Boshes, they have to have another. So that also, the Rambam doesn't quote that Pasuk. The Rambam just says, Dumi Demoshe Rabbeinu. But the Nosei Kelim on the Torah at least indicate that, no, maybe that's also from the Pesukim here in Yisro of Havu Lachem Anashim. Yirei Elokim Kemashmo, Sonei Betza, Afilu Mamon Shalem, Eina Nivhalam Olav, Lo Rodfin Lekabis Mamon, Shekomi Shehu Nivhal, Lahon, Choser Yivuenu. Anshei Emes, Yi Rodfin Acher Tzedek, Machmas Asman, Bidaitan, Ovenes Emes, Vesonis HaChamas, Uborchin Mikal, Minei Ha'avel. So, even though to be a member of a Sanhedrin of Bezin of Gimel, you don't need everything we mentioned up to this point, but the Rambam says minimally you need Chachma, Yira, Navas, Sinus Mamon, Avas, Emes, Avas, Abrias, Lehen, Ubale, Shem Tov. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Again, everything till now the Rambam is talking about a Bezin of Kaf Gimel, and Ayin Aleph, which you wouldn't expect to find in Shulchan Aruch, because that's not really the Maisa. Bezin of Gimel is. So that's what the Mechaber writes, quoting the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Sorry, Halacha Yud Aleph. Bezin Shel Gimel, Sarach Shia B'chalachem, Hem Zayin Devarim, Chachmanav V'yira, Sinis Mamet, Avas Emes, Avas Abriyas Lehem, Baalei Shem Tov. Is this the Chachila? Is this Li'ikuva? The Piskei Tshuva in Sif Katan Kaf Dalid Kros HaKnesset HaGedola the Kulu Havi Li'ikuva. So a Dayan that is lacking any of these seven Nidos can't be on any Bezdin. And then he quotes a Mabit. He references a Mabit. What the Mabit really says inside, Chelag Aleph Simen Reish Pei, is that on a, so to speak, lichachila level, it is liikuva, meaning that if there are people that exist that have all these seven midos, it is liikuva, but it's only liikuva in one of the members of the Bezdin. So as long as you have one of the members of the Bezdin of three that has all these seven midos, that is sufficient. Just like we find the beginning of Simon Gimel, for example, in Choshen Mishpat, that a Bezdin shall hadyotos is kasher. Why is the Bezdin of hadyotos shall kasher? Why is the Bezdin of hadyotos kasher? Because as the Rama is over here, that he efshar the lesbu chad to yodeya svaris bedinim. That he efshar the lesbu chad to logomer. So if you have a bezin of three, as long as one of the people knows what they're doing, then the other two could be hedyotos. So here too, as long, says the Mabit, as long as one of the members of the Sanhedrin has all seven midos, then it's not likuva for the other ones. But then the Mabit acknowledges that you have to deal with your resources. If no one has all these seven midos, then you're not going to close up the whole Besdin system and go to our coast. You have to do the best that you can. So if people exist that have these seven midos, then at least for one of the members of the Besdin, that's Likuva. But if you can't find anyone that has these midos, so just like Moshe Rabbeinu compromised and couldn't find the Nevonim, so we also have to compromise and deal with the best that we can where we're stuck. Rav Schechter is very fond of quoting Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is in a couple places, but you have it here in Eben Ezer, Simen Kuf Aleph Os Yud Ches. The Chazon Ish writes here, Besdin Cholok Me'edim Shnei Dvarim. Let's skip down. Yeah, so he's talking about the different standards that we have for Edom versus Dayanim. There are qualifications. There is a lot of crossover between qualifications for Edom and Dayanim, that Psulei Edus are Pasul Dayanim, but there are certain classes of Psulim that are Kasha for Edom, but Pasul for Dayanim. So Dayanim are more Chamer than Edom. And then he writes, 5-6 lines down, Inyan Chilek Bezdim Edom Eino B'mispar Anashim Levad. So Besdin has to have a quorum, and you have to have the conditions of a Besdin, the Hainu. You have to have at least one of the members of the Sanhedrin that knows what he's doing. So even if the other two people don't know everything, they have to at least have a baseline understanding of what's going on and how they're operating. Fine. The members of a Besdin of three have to have these midos. So just like the requirement of Chachamim, it's sufficient that a member of the Besdin can understand once you explain to him everything, even if his baseline understanding is more minimal. So the absolute baseline requirement for these midos is to have a certain degree of them. Aval, imhem yiduim l'gnai mishar b'nei adam ba'achas me'elu. However, if a dayan is off-center, is below average in any of these midos, so if there's a certain range, normal range of anava that we expect people to have, and this guy is way off on the anava scale, then nira dipsulin dievet. So then he's going to be possible with the effort. So within, if you look at a sample of 100 people in the population, and their ANAVA quotient is, look at what the average ANAVA quotient is, or what the median is, and you have someone who's way off on the ANAVA spectrum, on the ANAVA scale, then he's going to be possible even with the effort. The Hilkach. So they have to know what people you're dealing with, whether they're ru'uyim to serve as a Besdin. So even if it's true that the absolute midos are not li'ikuva, the Chazon Ish writes, Lahalacha, that if someone is way off on any of the midos, any of these seven midos, then he has too much of an interest in Mammon, he is too arrogant, then he would be possible as a dayan, even be the effort.